Watching this important film in the week of the Grenfell Tower outrage, it paints a bleak and shameful picture of a Tory-run Britain, where the poor are demonised for their own poverty, where hard workers are still soft targets, where food banks are overdrawn, where people can't sleep because of the bedroom tax, where talk of affordable housing is clearly oxymoronic, where 0 hours gives you zero chance, where the right to buy haunts the wrong to sell, where local authorities lack local authority, caught between the devil and the deep blue secrets, where councils can't build homes, but developers can build fortunes, where private landlords get rich with public money, where housing ladders are swarming with snakes, where sitting tenants are treated like sitting ducks, where overcrowding is underplayed, where couch surfers are left to drown, where rough sleeping is smoothed over, where people lie on the street as others lie on the television, where the bottom line has become the top priority, where government policy leaves people intentionally hopeless, where the benefits system becomes a tightrope walk without a safety net, where suicide as a way out is systemically sanctioned, where Theresa may or may not give a shit, where the next series of Shameless should be set in Whitehall, where we pay with our futures for the laws that they've passed, where market forces are presented as forces of nature, where green measures are classed as red tape, where we're told that infinite growth is possible on a finite planet, where gross inequality is their gross domestic product, where their ripping up of the post-war social contract leaves us pre-war in terms of the fallout, where health and safety mocks the concerns of working people, where the view from a rich window overrides the views from an entire poor community, where we're all in this together rings hollow around burnt out children's bedrooms, where we need an inquest into why we're fobbed off with a public inquiry, where justice just isn't, where the magic money tree flourishes in their private wheat fields, and where the people are starting to realise exactly where.